country musician Ray Price was born on this date in 1926. Price spent most of his youth in Dallas, where he learned how to play guitar and sing. After leaving the Marines, he initially returned to college, yet he began to perform at local clubs and honky-tonks, as well as on the local radio station KRBC, where he was dubbed the Cherokee Cowboy. A few years later, he was invited to join the Dallas-based The Big D Jamboree. Shortly thereafter, the show began to be televised by CBS, which helped him release a single, Your Wedding Corsage, Jealous Lies, on the independent Dallas label Bullet. Price moved to Nashville to pursue a major label record contract in 1951 and signed to Columbia Records. Just before Talk to Your Heart became a number 3 hit in the spring of 1952, Price met his idol Hank Williams, who immediately became a close friend. Following Williams' death in 1953, Price inherited the Drifting Cowboys. Following the success of Don't Let the Stars Get in Your Eyes in the fall of 1952, Price was quiet for much of 1953. It wasn't until 1954 that he returned to the charts with I'll Be There If You Ever Want Me. Price returned to the charts in 1956, first with Run Boy and then with Crazy Arms, a driving honky-tonk number that immediately became a country classic. After the success of the single, he remained at or near the top of the charts for the next 10 years, racking up 23 top 10 singles between 1956 and 1966. Price soon became one of the first to explore the smooth, orchestrated sounds of the late 60s and early 70s country pop, which resulted in another round of top 10 hits. During the 70s, Price changed labels a few times, and in 1980, he reunited with his old bassist Willie Nelson to record the duet album San Antonio Rose. For most of the 90s, he sang and performed at his theater in Branson, occasionally stopping to record. He was inducted into the Country Music Hall of Fame in 1996 and won a Grammy Award in 2008 for Best Country Collaboration with Vocals with Willie Nelson for Lost Highway. On this date in 1899, after heavy rains caused large pieces of ceiling plaster to fall in the Senate chamber in the State House in Arkansas, today it's the old State House Museum, Senate Concurrent Resolution 3 was introduced, calling for the construction of a new seat of government. However, the building of a new state capitol building took over 15 years and was marred by scandal and bitter infighting among leaders in the state government. The United States House of Representatives rejected a proposal to give women the right to vote on this date in 1915. For Ozarks at Large, I'm Antoinette Grajeda.